Frontera.
Frontera.
Frontera. Frontera, un programa sobre resistencia civil no violenta y transformación del conflicto.
Son las 5 de la mañana, gallos cantan y campanas, desde temprano hay bailata y serenatas dan lugar. Se revela la amargura, se prohíbe la mesura, se castiga si el espíritu no sale del hogar.
Bienvenidas y bienvenidos al primer programa de Frontera.
Ya no hay que medir, ya no hay que pesar, ya no hay que fingir, ya no hay que cambiar.
A los más ricos, a los pobres y mendigos, los nobles o insalubres, aquí no hay.
En esta edición hablaremos sobre la escuela de verano denominada Conflict Transformation Across Borders, organizada por UMass Boston, Flaxo Ecuador y Semproc.
La comparsa, la orquesta, el castillo va a estallar.
Hoy se junta la vecina con el que siempre la espía, la señora del rosario con la de oficios varios, la de la vida alegre con la de la vida triste, la que es crítica del prójimo y el vendedor de artiste.
Entre el 6 y el 23 de junio del 2016, el campus de Flaxo Ecuador en la ciudad de Quito acogió a más de una decena de estudiantes de Estados Unidos, Indonesia, Arabia Saudita, Haití, Francia, Argentina, Ecuador y Bolivia, quienes de forma práctica y teórica aprendieron sobre transformación del conflicto, resistencia civil no violenta, los procesos de desarme, desmovilización y reintegración, negociación, mediación y otros temas. Enrico Manalo y Anne-Lise Robin fueron dos estudiantes que participaron del programa y que ayudaron a la producción de esta memoria de la escuela de verano Conflict Transformation Across Borders.
$10 was this.
My name is Enrico E. Manalo. I am a, I will be starting my second year of the University of Massachusetts Boston Conflict Resolution Program in the fall. And I chose to participate in this program because as a student, we often have a lot of contact with the theoretical, but I was very eager to meet practitioners and see projects in progress. and also to network and to deepen relationships with people who are interested in the same field or working in the same field. Ecuador, I think for me, was of particular interest, and the border conflicts with Colombia and Peru were also of particular interest because in the U.S., often we get a very removed view of conflicts on the ground, and you know, there are many, many political situations that the U.S. has between, say, the Middle East and the U.S. and then China and the U.S. But I think we often forget that there are a lot of issues and conflicts that are much closer to home, that are just as pertinent to our interests. So I'm very grateful for the time that I've had here at the summer program and for all the people I've met, my classmates, the practitioners, and everybody else who has contributed to make this possible.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose.
Bonjour, I'm Anne-Lise, I'm from France, and I traveled to Ecuador for the Summer Institute. I'm based in New York and I work for the United Nations, and I was pretty excited to go back to school and join the other students for this Summer Institute, and because I've been practicing or working for the past 7 years, so it was good for me to have this space to interact with scholars, practitioners, students about topics of interest to all of us and exchanging, having really this conversation. I really appreciated this freedom of everyone could intervene and reflect on it. And it's what was I was very interested in getting into the concepts and seeing how it is reflected in the practice. And especially being here in Ecuador, I discovered actually I've learned more about the impact of the Colombian conflict in Ecuador, and that was something that I will take away from this institute. Puro nosso,
suro nosso.
Entre los expositores invitados al curso de verano Conflict Transformation Across Borders, podemos mencionar a Maciej Bartolowski y Mary King del International Center for Nonviolent Conflict, ICNC, Yves René Jennings, el diplomático Alejandro Suárez, Liz Valverde Bartlett y otros. Los estudiantes tuvieron la oportunidad de visitar la ciudad de Tulcán, frontera con Colombia, donde se reunieron con autoridades, instituciones y representantes académicos, quienes compartieron los retos y dificultades transfronterizos que se presentan a diario en la zona. Ahora conoceremos más de este programa gracias a Jeffrey Buick, de UMass Boston y director ejecutivo del Centro para la Mediación, Paz y Resolución del Conflicto, CEMPROC.
Was
see trees of green.
Thanks for having me. This program has been a long time coming and reflects some of my own experiences as a student doing study abroad programs, and then after I graduated doing a symposium more like what we're doing here, where people from all over Latin America came together to learn about conflict resolution and build networks with each other. And that's actually where I met Cecile, who is my collaborator in doing this project. So that already showed the power of this type of a platform. So I've wanted to do something for a while like this. And then being at the University of Massachusetts Boston in the McCormick School of the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies was a perfect fit as a partnership with Flaxo. Both are state universities with strong graduate programs. And so we were able to reach a different kind of audience that was actually ready to put in practice some of what they learned.
They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I.
Cecile Mouly nos comenta cómo Flaxo Ecuador se involucró en esta iniciativa.
Flaxo is involved together with the UMass Boston in all the academic content of this program. I'm also personally involved in teaching some of the sessions for this program, involved in organizing the sessions, contacting lecturers to give the sessions, and I coordinated also the program in Tulcan. This is the visit to the northern border zone that the student did. And then with my colleague Jeff, we are also in charge of evaluating the performance of each student at the end of this program.
So I had a Fulbright fellowship that allowed me to come and be a visiting researcher here in Flaxo, and Cecile Mouly, my collaborator, was the person who invited me that I was working with here. And so we hatched this scheme together to come up with a border focus institute that would allow our two institutions to cooperate on something that both care about and both have strengths. And I think it's been a success story so far.
Sombras mientras fuma el volcán en este Quito, ni la piedra de luz del viejo Cotopaxi hiere tanto al mirar como al pensar en ti. El mundo en su mitad me trajo la montaña, los brotes del cholán y lo que fuiste, gorrión del capulí, espuma del arupo y el cielo del ejido que con sus abrigos me envolvió contigo. Cámara de manga y un hombre que se oculta capturan tu sonrisa bajo el sol en la Alameda. Allá en el panecillo, al vuelo de cometas navegan los recuerdos de aquel amor que...
Algunas de las participantes del programa de verano Conflict Transformation Across Borders nos acompañaron en el estudio para comentarnos sus impresiones sobre lo aprendido y cómo piensan articular teoría y práctica. Paulina Larreategui de Ecuador fue una de nuestras invitadas.
So we have been talking. The Summer Institute is focused around issues involving the border and elements of transnationalism. It also focuses around the theme of bridging theory and practice. So, if you could you please tell us more about how this program has helped you to link theory and practice, either for yourself or how you might link theory and practice in your professional life?
Bueno, dentro del programa hay algunas iniciativas que acercan a la realidad del conflicto en la frontera, ¿no? Para mí fue muy interesante el poder viajar a la frontera con todo el grupo, poder también acompañar al grupo en algunas reuniones que se dieron con instituciones públicas, especialmente la reunión con Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores, JAYAS, ACNUR. En ese sentido, para mí ha sido muy enriquecedor también poder ver los puntos de vista de las personas que vienen de afuera, porque como yo soy de aquí, estoy aquí y entiendo el conflicto desde mi punto de vista, para mí ha sido muy enriquecedor conversar con los estudiantes que vienen de la Universidad de Massachusetts y también desde otros países como Argentina, por ejemplo, y poder ver cómo ellos ven el conflicto y entender desde su visión cómo ellos ven el conflicto. Para mí la riqueza realmente está en poder tener los puntos de vista de las personas que vienen de fuera y que pueden hacer una lectura del conflicto actualmente en la frontera, ¿no?
Paulina, en el curso hemos visto cómo con las personas que han venido a facilitar los talleres, las clases, hemos visto como varias experiencias de diferentes lugares en el mundo, ¿no? Quisiera que nos menciones si estas experiencias y sobre todo las formas que han habido de resolución y de transformación del conflicto, si tú crees que se pueden rescatar esas experiencias como para aplicarlas a conflictos que se han presentado o hay la posibilidad de que se presenten aquí en el Ecuador.
Por supuesto, poder ver las experiencias en otros países siempre es enriquecedor y las experiencias que se ganan de afuera pues pueden ser como unos implementos, unos instrumentos importantes para ser tomados en cuenta cuando para el conflicto en el que uno estudia o analiza o ve o vive, ¿no? Una de las partes que para mí ha sido muy importante en este curso fue el taller que tuvimos de resistencia civil, que fue dictado por ICNC. Y en ese sentido me ayudó a ampliar la visión de lo que es la resistencia civil y los elementos que conllevan, ¿no? Que para mí eran elementos nuevos que yo los estaba analizando. Entonces una de las riquezas que yo veo, además de las experiencias en otros países que han compartido los ponentes, es la riqueza puntual que brindó este año el curso con el taller de resistencia civil.
I'm gonna put my whole world
Diane Gooch de Estados Unidos nos comentó lo siguiente.
Diane, could you please tell us about a little bit about why you're participating in the Summer Institute?
Well, I've worked in international development projects, mostly in field work, and often it's not uncommon that there's often some form of conflict that can arise that can disrupt the whole program and project. And so this program is helping to provide some tools and insights into how to more effectively address these conflicts and even potentially prevent them from occurring or evolving or escalating.
One of the themes that we've been talking about have been has been the bridge between theory and practice. So you mentioned tools and techniques and these kinds of things. So could you please elaborate on that link for us?
I think the main concept is the idea of having the participation of anybody involved, of all stakeholders that arise, and how to best listen to all sides and try to bring an awareness for all parties involved to each person's position, values, and concerns.
Diane, could you give us a concrete example of something that you've learned during the Summer Institute that you have applied? It could be in your personal life or in your professional life.
Again, I think the main thing would be the idea of trying to listen to all sides and really trying to get more of a participatory approach towards issues. There's a lot in conflict resolution that's, especially again in environmental concerns, where you might have, for example, you have experts come in and it seems to represent one side. And if you could better approach it, this has come up, is how can you better approach it where you get more agreed upon facts and figures that gives a much stronger basis upon which to then determine how to move forward and what policies you might want to pursue.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning grin. Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never to paint with all the colors of the wind. Yeah. You can own the earth and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the wind.
Julieta Pano de Argentina fue otra de las participantes que estuvieron presentes en el programa de verano Conflict Transformation Across Borders.
¿Por qué participé? Porque soy mediadora privada y mi experiencia fue en grupos pequeños. Y sí, he participado en varios equipos de investigación sobre conflictos sociales complejos, pero me faltaba el enlace o el puente entre la teoría y la práctica. Y este programa me pareció la mejor manera de empezar a introducirme en esta temática que me apasiona. De hecho, si bien soy abogada, casi ya no litigo, sino que me dedico con exclusividad a la resolución de conflictos. Y no solo lo he hecho mi profesión, sino también un estilo de vida.
So, we know that you are a private mediator, and so that is very much more on the practical side of conflict transformation and conflict resolution. We're very interested in hearing more about how this Summer Institute has helped you to link the theory of conflict resolution with your own practice.
Bien, antes de venir a Ecuador, había empezado a hacer mediaciones de escasos recursos o comunitarias, como se llaman en mi ciudad. Y me pareció que esto me va a ayudar como para abordar o ayudar a la gente a alcanzar soluciones a otras temáticas, no solamente las cotidianas o de pares, sino un poco más amplias como grupos de vecinos y demás.
Hemos visto en una clase que creatividad y senso común es lo más importante en términos de mediación y en la práctica. Como tú ya tienes experiencia en la área de mediación, ¿nos podría decir qué concepto te ayuda más en tu práctica, un concepto más teórico que tú usas siempre en tu práctica?
Es una pregunta un poco complicada. En realidad no es que usamos más una que otra cosa. Cada caso, cada situación, cada persona que se sitúa, que se presenta en la mesa de mediación es un universo. Por eso, de acuerdo a las circunstancias, vamos utilizando las distintas herramientas. Pero sí, el mediador tiene que ser una persona creativa. Siempre sacar opciones como para que el proceso funcione. Y sí, el sentido común, porque uno puede venir con un bagaje de información, de herramientas, de teoría, pero en la práctica, con la gente sentada en tu mesa y a veces hasta peleándose a los gritos, todas las herramientas se desaparecen y solo quedas vos frente a eso. Y a eso me refiero con, no sé, creatividad y sentido común de buscar opciones de acuerdo al momento adecuado. Me parece que también lo importante es ser uno, un canal de paz, de tranquilidad hacia los demás, y eso transmitir.
Para el viento una cometa, para el lienzo un pincel, para la siesta una hamaca, para el alma un pastel, para el silencio una palabra, para la oreja un caracol, un columpio para la infancia y al oído un acordeón, para la guerra nada.
Thank you. Maybe just a question on the impact of the Summer Institute or more generally in your teaching career. How you mentioned what we learn and how you apply it. And can you give us an example or concrete example of how you've witnessed this impact on students?
Sure. So let me do two things. One is this is the 10th international group that I've brought to Ecuador for a study abroad type thing. So that's quite a few over the years and gives me some track record to draw on. Some of the people that went through our program early on are now working for the International Organization on Migration, actually shaping policy about migrants. Some of the people who went through it early on are now professional consultants in peace and stability that work with the U.S. State Department and others. At least one went on to be the head of Coca-Cola's international partnerships. So from a private sector, she's very involved in bridging borders and building peace. So that has happened over time. I actually did a survey of former alumni, and over half of the people who went through our programs later went on to a more in-depth international experience. Quite a few went into the Peace Corps for 2 years. Some went on to grad school in the area because of the interest that they developed. Those kinds of things. Over 50% used the kind of practical project that they did in the program as a part of their portfolio that helped them get a job or an internship or a scholarship. So these are pretty practical outcomes. In terms of the specific program that we have here, the Borders Institute, we've had some good successes. Last year, of the people who did project proposals, I think we have 3 that are now doing their master's theses based on the proposal that they developed here. So that's a major piece of research that started with their proposal in our project. One person who did a practical proposal then went on and was able to get it funded. His program was to bring a group of Colombian women, the mariposas, the butterflies, to Ecuador to do peer trainings with refugees in Ecuador. And they were able to bring together lots of nonprofit organizations that had not really talked to each other that much. And the goal is then to replicate that. So we hope to see even more where this program is acting as a platform for action.
Jeffrey Piuk nos comenta sobre lo que podemos esperar del programa en el futuro.
It's an evolving process. Each year, it's likely that we'll change some things based on feedback from the previous year and also keep consistency so that the people who go through it have had a common set of experiences, because the goal is to have a network of people who can draw on each other for professional help and resources and networking.
Her name is Aaron, and she talks
$10 was
Queremos agradecer a todas las personas que hicieron este programa posible, en especial a los participantes y expositores de la Escuela de Verano Conflict Transformation Across Borders. Soy Mario Portugal y me despido hasta una nueva edición de Frontera.
Sin negaras mi presencia en tu vivir.
Flaxo Radio, amplificando ideas.